The Mowers, Mentors and Friends by Scott C. Labar. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Scott Labar. From the editor. Scott Labar is a successful attorney who lives in the state of Colorado, where he is our affiliate president. He oversees much of our legal work and is a significant leader in the American Bar Association. Here's what Scott has to say about his friends and mentors. When I think about Mark and Patricia Mower, the words that come immediately to mind are mentors and friends. I have always felt a special link with the Mowers because we embarked upon significant journeys in our lives at the same time. It was at the 1986 National Convention that we elected Dr. Mower to our presidency, and it was at that same convention that I received an NFB National Scholarship. For the Mowers, the convention represented the beginning of the longest-term presidency in the Federation, and for me, I began my lifelong relationship with our Federation family. From the moment I met him, I knew I had found a significant friend in Mark Mower. At the 1986 convention in Kansas City, I first encountered Dr. Mower at some kind of reception where he offered me a beverage and some food. I had just graduated high school, I was quite overwhelmed by the size and intensity of the convention, and Mark made sure I felt comfortable and welcomed. From that time forward, our friendship has only grown and become more significant. Beyond the warmth and loyalty Mark Mower has shown me and my family, his role as one of my key mentors cannot be overstated. Once I had determined that I would go to law school and pursue a legal career, Dr. Mower has always been just a phone call away to provide advice when necessary and help when needed. He has never hesitated to support me in any way. Over the years, I have handled hundreds of cases where I have either represented our members or the Federation itself. Mostly we have won these cases, but there have been some defeats. Every time I have lost one of these cases, I felt devastated because I feared that I had let my Federation family down. Without exception, Mark Mower has reassured me that we would win the next battle, and he has always gone out of his way to make sure that my spirits were restored. Over these years, Dr. Mower has entrusted me with some very important cases and projects, such as our involvement with the successful adoption of the Marrakesh Treaty. His trust and belief in me have meant so very much, and for which I am incredibly grateful. I also treasure my friendship with Patricia Mower. She has been just as supportive and kind as her husband. For the past several years, I have worked with her closely at the PAC table during national conventions. We can't thank her enough for the hard work she has put in helping us manage the PAC program. Beyond the work, though, is the camaraderie we have developed at those conventions. Quite frankly, it is fun to be at the back of the room with her, a little freer to pass comments on various aspects of the convention. A quality I greatly admire of the Mowers is their loyalty. There is so much that is undependable and unpredictable in life. The same cannot be said about the Mowers' friendship. You know that they will be there, and they will have your back, from small things to major ones. 6 years ago now, we began a transition of leadership in the Federation when we elected Mark Riccobono. Because I've been in the Federation for 34-plus years, I have observed many transitions at all levels of the Federation, some that have gone exceedingly well and some that have not met with so much success. The way that the Mowers have handled the transition to the Riccobono generation has been outstanding. First of all, they had the wisdom to recognize that it was in the Federation's best interest to commence a period of transition. During it, they have been immensely supportive and not too directive of President Riccobono. They have allowed him to flourish and feel free to establish his own unique brand of leadership. One of my fond memories is of the night, about 4 years ago, when the Mowers, my wife Anahit, and I were sitting around our fire pit on a crisp early fall evening. The Mowers were here in Colorado to attend Julie Deedon and Dan Burke's wedding. We basked in the warmth of the flames while sipping on some fine beverages, sharing significant memories of our Federation involvement, and reflecting on the work we had done over the years and the successes achieved. One of the reasons that our Federation is so strong and in such a healthy place is directly related to their leadership, love, and commitment to all of us. Dr. Mower and I share a love for good scotch. So now, as I close this piece, I raise my glass in salute and celebration of the Mowers' great contributions to our movement, with gratitude for their loyalty to our Federation and to my family, with tremendous appreciation of their mentorship of me, and in honor of our new friendship. Mark and Pat, I wish you the absolute best as you begin a new journey in life, a journey not in departure from us, but rather a new one of building our Federation even stronger.